BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday Scott Mills Daily. On it, we present Songs to Lie Down To. Getting ready for Phil and Alice's bedroom show tomorrow. Me and Chris are DJing and we have got the slow jams. Chris is confirmed to play for the Radio 1 football team. Grimmy wasn't keen, so he begged. And he will kiss his badge. Real or No Real features Sarah Cox. And should you use your pets to get someone back once you've split up with them?
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
All right, Chris.
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very good. I understand that you are signed up for Nick Grimshaw's football team.
It took a little bit of persuading, actually. It took sort of... In fact, it took a lot of convincing.
Yeah, but why? Because, like, you're the only one that'll be any good, surely.
I
mean,
I
you
know.
Actually like football, and I'm led to believe, even though I've never seen it with my own eyes, quite good at it.
Yeah, but they... I mean, I think they were quite keen to get you.
No.
Quite keen to get Greg and people...
Not going
to
happen.
Famouses. I mean, they've got Robbie Savage. But I think I've managed to talk my way into this team, and I think it's a good thing, because you know how seriously I'm going to take it.
I know. Well, you will take it really seriously. Okay, more on this in a bit. But, yeah, I thought you did well to kind of... make them believe that you should do it.
Thank
this morning.
You.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Anybody else find it a little bit weird that you still get a bad phone signal here in 2013?
Yeah.
What is that about?
That
when your phone
cut,
it shouldn't. We've said this before, it shouldn't happen. It's 2013. Your phone shouldn't cut off halfway through a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, it should have been sorted by now. Right, today, here's a really one off of the 90s. So I've not been able to send a text to this one specific person all morning. And it's about work, okay? So I kind of need to get it through to them. So then in a taxi earlier, I thought, what did I used to do in this situation in the days when my phone had an aerial? Who? I will hold the phone out of the window of the taxi and try and send it.
Mm.
And it sent.
Did it?
Seriously.
There is something,
what year is it?
Yeah, there is something slight. There's several things I think now. I'm like, how have we not progressed in this yet?
I know. It's like the internet should never go down anymore.
We should be teleporting places now.
I've seen those, right, there's films that were made in the 60s where everybody had flying cars and wore pink wigs. That hasn't happened.
It's true that. It has actually ended up being slightly disappointing, hasn't it? When you do look at what they said it would be like now.
Yeah, it's not like that at all.
You're so right.
A lot of things have moved on, but you're right. Where are the flying cars? Why can't I teleport?
Here's another who. That Busted song, Year 3000. I worry that all the stuff that they, you know, predicted for the year 3000 is not going to be that.
Well, it's not that far, is it?
We won't be living underwater.
No, I don't think we will.
I can't remember the other words, but I worry that all this stuff isn't... It's not going to plan.
No.
And things aren't progressing quick enough.
Exactly. Like Sam in Pompey says, I don't get any signal at my house. What is that about? If I'm at work, I have to go outside to get a signal. Who? That's from Sarah in Stoke.
Mm.
Try living in the New Forest, Adam. No signal on any network.
It's true. I was in Wales last night and completely lost it.
Well, here's the thing. I did a gig in North Wales a few weeks ago. No signal. 4 miles. Really started to panic. Really panic.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm quite looking forward to tomorrow night.
The bedroom party.
Yeah, so if you listen to Phil and Alice's show, it's really good, that show. 10 o'clock each night, Monday to Thursday on Radio 1. Now and again, they do have a little bedroom party. I believe this is the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been before. I was supposed to make it last time, couldn't make it. Other commitments, very busy.
Sorry.
And they're having another one tomorrow. So you can watch it on the Radio 1 website. What happens? Various people turn up and DJ or hang out?
Yeah, so it was so good last time. They built a bed. So there's a big double bed in the room. And
Did everyone get on the bed?
And yeah, there's food, there's drinks, that kind of thing. And then last time there was me, Everything, Danny Howard, Mr. Jam. There was various people like that.
So there'll be other guests tomorrow as well.
Do you want to know who else is on
tomorrow
night? So there's me and you, and that is purely dependent on you turning up this time.
I will be there.
Promise?
I absolutely promise.
Because you're on this little poster that I've just seen here.
In my diary.
Twin B and Yasmin,
yep.
Swim Deep, Aluna George, Aluna
really?
And George, both of them.
Aluna and George.
Danny Bird and Zane Lowe.
No way. That's an incredible lineup.
And that's actually a great lineup.
You want to listen to that? You want to watch it tomorrow? We got some outfits. And do I have to bring anything? What do I bring?
Yeah. I mean, generally, the rule is with this party is that you bring a small piece of food and maybe a bottle of something. But it's going to be great because I think we did the right thing last time when we said about, you know, when we both said that we'd do it, that we were like, well, what are we going to turn up and play? Do we play, like, really cheesy stuff? Or I mean, what would be the music that we play? And we hit the nail on the head with this one.
Yes, we did. Sorry, I got this off cassette. So we're going down the slow jams route again. Because what do? You've got Zane Lowe there. He's a proper DJ. Danny Bird, that'll be banging.
Mm.
Aluna George will be, like, very
cool.
Is it cool.
going to be awkward between them two when we play this music?
No, there's nothing going on. They're
Are
just
they family?
No, they're musical partnership. That's it.
Are they brothers?
I don't know.
Cousins?
I don't think so. It's not like the same difference. Hello!
Yeah.
Quite a lot of that happening today.
It's a couples fest, actually. Me and you, Twin B and
Yasmin.
We're
not a couple.
Aluna and George.
Twin B and Yasmin just do the breakfast show on One Extra. Okay, admittedly, they've got very unsociable hours. That doesn't mean they're doing it. Anyway, tomorrow we're going to do this this slow jam session because if there's two unlikely people that would ever do present the slow jams, it would be us. So that's what we're doing.
But
we're
going to
be uncomfortable all round.
We're going to take it up a notch this time, I think, in both outfits and deliverance.
So we've got our... I believe that's our final set list that we've just got there, is it?
Oh, yes.
I can't believe they've approved some of those
things. Nor can I.
Just got this email through, like, literally seconds ago going, yep, all cleared for tomorrow night.
I put one of them in as a joke.
But we are allowed to play all of those. This is going to be worth a listen. It's going to be well uncomfortable, isn't it? That's
so
what I want.
Because everyone else plays big party music and then we're going to be there.
We're going to be playing
right.
quite sexual R&B. I can't wait. And also, if we're allowed to wear the outfits that we want. Oh, man, it's going to be good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's the bedroom party tomorrow night for Phil and Alice. I've just found these bits from last time it happened.
You promised that Scott Mills was going to be here?
Yeah, well, I thought he was going to be here, but he's bailed, so I'm on my own. Hope that's cool.
No, I didn't bail, actually.
You did?
I told you I had plans way before, so that's hardly bailing, is it?
Mm.
Also, what does this mean? What happened at this point?
Chris Stark, off of the Scott Mills Show. What are you playing at? Look at all the ladies on the bed
right
now.
Oh, my God.
What? Why were the ladies on the bed? Well, I'm scared.
Can you hear Usher climax in the background as well?
Can we give it up for Chris Stark, please?
One time for Chris Stark.
Why were the ladies on the bed?
It just happens. Honestly, you'll see tomorrow when we play this music.
Are you surrounded by ladies?
What I wanted to do was try and encourage everyone to the double bed that they build there. So with your help tomorrow, we should really be able to do quite well. I had this idea that maybe we could bring, like, I don't know, if like Robin Thicke does, you know, bring some ladies.
What we were saying earlier, where do you get honeys last minute?
I don't know.
I don't know where to get them.
I don't know.
If you're a honey and listening and you're going to be in the area, let us know because we might bring you in. Is that weird?
Yeah, come on in. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah. And here's you over-exaggerating again.
This is smooth, Chris Stark. Did you come up with all of these on your own?
Yes, completely on my own. No help at all.
Liar.
And it's worked. Look at this.
Like, look at this. Is this a dream come true?
This is amazing. What a night. Probably the greatest night of my life.
No, that's also a lie, because you say that about everything. Quality. Greatest night of my life. Not, though. I mean, I'm sure it was fun, but not the greatest night of your life, DJing at a Phil and Alice bedroom party.
Tomorrow night could be the greatest night of my life.
You always say that, Cry Wolf.
You don't know. You don't know that it won't be.
Now, just to give you a little teaser of what to expect from us, Scott, slow jams Mills, and Chris, get to bed, start
Can
tomorrow.
Someone think of a better name than that? Because it would be good to have that kind of...
Yeah. I want a kind of Mr. Lover name.
Mm.
So, obviously, we can't play the songs or even teasers of the songs that we're going to play tomorrow night at this time of day. There are words we can't say and things that they do to each other in those songs, which we cannot even mention.
Can't even allude to.
No. So I've got King of Love, Trevor Nelson, just to do a little teaser of what to expect tomorrow night at 11 p.m. on Radio 1.
Girl, let me hold you tight.
The best songs to lie down to. The album.
I'll make you feel all right.
A selection of songs to get you in the mood for a lie down.
Yes, Trevor.
Light a candle. close the remote control curtains, dim the lights, and get the bed revolving.
Yes. Ooh, girl, I love you all night long.
With Usher.
It's going to be so uncomfortable.
Robin Thicke.
All my ladies on the bed.
Jay Holiday. Boys to Men. And many more. Songs to Lie Down To. Tomorrow night from 10 on BBC Radio 1.
I can't wait. This is too good. I really want it. If we become known as the sort of face of this kind of...
Slow jams.
Of the slow jam.
Of love.
Could, imagine if we ended up doing, like... I'd love us to do a whole club night full of these. Do you know what I mean? This could really escalate.
What about Chris Love in the Dark Stark?
I love that.
That's Brent, thank you.
I'll write that down, actually.
Love in the Dark.
Yep.
Also, I found an outtake from Trevor Nelson, which I think we should play repeatedly tomorrow night. Do you want to hear it?
What do you mean an outtake? Oh, you mean from when he recorded the advert?
Mm.
And?
For real.
Yeah.
Mm.
We'll just play those while we're playing like all the songs.
Mm. For real.
So that's tomorrow night on BBC Radio 1. I mean, why would you not listen to that or watch it? We need to remember as well that people will be able to see us.
Yes, on the Radio 1 website. Yep. We need to be very careful.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You're right there, Chris.
I'm good.
What's up?
It's a little bit who, but someone's just texted in and said, Scott and Chris, can you ask Aluna and George if they're still crime busters of the sea? Which is off Sharky and George. And it just, it made me lol. Some of these DJ names that are coming in
are horrible.
Are a mixture of disgusting and brilliant.
Yeah. I like you could be After Dark Stark.
Yeah.
I could be Give You Chills Mills.
I think I'm going to settle with Chris Love in the Dark Stark.
So tune in for our R&B selection tomorrow. Here's something else that you might be interested in of a Wednesday afternoon. If you're in your car at the moment, Craig in Newcastle's found that if you have your volume high in your car with Radio 1 on, Trevor Nelson's makes your seat vibrate.
Oh, wow.
So why not try it now? Turn it up. Go on. Seats vibrating all over the place. Why not? What? Does that work? Is anyone's seat vibrating? Let me know.
Oh, it's too much now.
This is too much. So we're doing Songs to Lie Down To tomorrow. Listen to this.
Yo, Scott. Put something to get me horizontal.
Oh, no.
Yo, Scott.
Yep.
Put something to get me horizontal.
Yes. It made my BMW seat wobble a lot. That's from Pete. I've got a sub, so my seat is going crazy. That's from Dan in Bournemouth. It does work.
Mm.
People's seats are vibrating in their car all over the place.
Mm.
Greg's seat is vibrating.
Mm.
Katie says, yes, that's definitely cheering me up while driving home. Good, I'm glad we could help, Katie. This is Scott Mills. Okay, I'll stop playing the Trevor Nelson for now. Actually, I can't not play it for this next track. It's definitely a track. Oh. See, this could be a late addition to our slow jams tomorrow night with Phil and Alice, I think.
Yeah.
New Justin Timberlake, Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
What's up?
It sounds really nice and kind of like the intro is like... Yeah, baby. Fits right in with our new image. Then the rest of it's like... Meh.
Do you know what? If the weather stays nice and you had like a real like nice convertible car...
It would sound awesome.
It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want there to be, like, more of a hook to
I know what you mean.
Justin Timberlake, Take Back the Night. What are you saying about it? 8999 at BBCR1 on Twitter. Right, I've never heard of this before. I just want to put this out there, see if anyone else has experienced this before. Okay, so I was speaking to a friend of mine last night, and she's been with this guy, I think, it's almost 2 years. And I'm not going to go into all the details, because that's not what this is about, but... she's not really feeling it anymore. This is like a few weeks ago now that she kind of told him that it wasn't going on anymore. And he is like, he's taking it quite badly. Okay. And is trying various ways to kind of win her back. You know, when you have that horrible feeling of like, oh, just, I really, really want him back. I've really, you know, I don't know what I've done wrong. Because he hasn't really done anything particularly wrong. It's just that she's not feeling it. It's not working from
but
her
that can
point
make
view.
You do weird. You know, you start saying things you wouldn't normally say, that kind of thing.
It can send you crazy. Perfectly sane people can go mental at like things like this.
Mm.
So he, the latest thing that he's done, it's been quiet for a couple of weeks, and he's been trying and trying, please, 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 please. And she's like, no, it's not going to work, it's not going to work. The latest thing that he's done is this guy has been trying to win her back, and the latest way is by saying that their pet misses her.
Oh, really?
So they had a dog. I mean, they weren't living together, but obviously, like, it's his dog, and she became quite friendly with it, as you do over a two-year relationship. But he's like, let's call it Sparky. Please come back, Spark. Please come back, because Sparky is really missing you. And she's like, well, this is just blackmail now.
So using the pet
as emotional blackmail. There's three of us in this relationship.
Is it working?
She feels really bad about it, because she's like, because then you would be like, oh, yeah, actually, Sparky, I do miss him a little bit. But I've never heard of that before, have you? Using the pet. Can you please come back to me, because the pet really misses you?
I like that. He's speaking on behalf of the pet as well.
Yeah,
the pet might
how
not
do you,
miss at all.
How do you know? Like, how do you know what the pet is feeling right now? Just wonder if it happened to anyone else.
Oh no! He must look at the pet and go, "Hang on, I've had an idea."
Oh, people are confusing this. Are you talking about Sarah Cox? This was Sarah Cox that you saw yesterday. No, this is a friend that I spoke to on the phone yesterday. Oh, Sarah Cox, I saw in person last night. This is not a story about Sarah Cox. Or anything to do with her.
I think the worst would be if you sent a note to an ex on behalf of the pet, you know, so it, as if the pet had written it. So it'd be like, I miss you. Rufus.
Paw print.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I miss you.
I miss you.
I miss you. Paw print. Little Mix and Wings. This is Scott Mills. Claire's been on from Edinburgh. My ex told me I couldn't leave him because my dog would miss him. It's been 8 months. The dog's fine. Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
What are you saying?
Well, basically, it's a bit different, but I had a friend and she broke up with her boyfriend and he sent her messages with pictures of their soft toys saying that they missed her.
And what were these soft toys?
Well, there was two rabbits and a dog, and he'd bought her the rabbits, and she bought him the dog, but she left them at his house.
Oh, right, so they're kind of joint soft toys.
Yeah, and they have names, and yeah, he gets annoyed with her if she talks about them as things rather than people, because he believes they're real people.
Okay. Sure.
And so he told her that the soft toys missed him.
No, her.
Her, sorry.
They were at his house.
Okay, yes, right. So what was he texting her pictures of them, saying they're really upset, they miss you.
They miss you.
Yeah, he was arranging them in different ways, texting her pictures of them.
It's quite sweet, but they don't. They're just soft toys.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet, but, you know, it's kind of weird.
A little bit. What are you doing today, Zoe?
Well, I'm doing art coursework for AS level.
Oh, whereabouts?
In the garden.
Gosh, so what are you drawing?
Well, I'm drawing. It's quite difficult, but you know in Harry Potter Goblet of Fire, there's a massive maze.
Yes, a maze.
I'm drawing that. I'm drawing the maze. Idea.
Oh, cool! the whole maze?
Yeah, the whole maze.
So you'll be here right the way through to Greg James Show and beyond, probably.
Yeah, well, I've been here since Grimmy Show. Yeah.
Right. So okay. All day.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, this is awkward. That's Ms. Mister. Think of you here on BBC Radio 1. Basically, the situation is I think Scott is stuck in a lift. I'm trying to get hold of him. I can't. So I'm on. I mean, the power that I have right now. Anyway, I'm on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play Jake Bug, find Scott, and he'll be back after this.
Seriously, I pop out for 1 minute, and what happens? What was that?
Do your job.
I am doing my job. Remember that time you went up and down in the lift in just your pants for charity?
Yeah.
I'm going to take you with me at all times now, just in your pants.
So what would have happened if that song ran out?
Just so I can clear the lift. Right, sorry, I'm on a rant. My favourite at the moment here is the people who are having a chat on one of the floors, OK? One of them gets in the lift, the other one is outside the lift and props the door open so they can continue their chat. I'm on air!
You should have screamed like that at them. Anyway, look, I think no one will have noticed anything.
Oh, let's just have a chat, shall we? No one noticed, did they?
I don't...
Can I hear back what happened?
Well, this is awkward. That's Ms. Mister. Think of you here on BBC Radio 1.
Oh, God.
Basically, the situation is I think Scott is stuck in a lift. I'm trying to get hold of him, I can't. So I'm on. I mean, the power that I have right now... Anyway, I'm on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play Jake Bugg, find Scott, and he'll be back after this.
Did you feel a bit powerful?
There you go.
Oh, why have you got a picture up on the... Where is that? On the Twitter?
Picture's up already.
Radio 1 Twitter.
Yeah.
You sat in front of the desk. Look at you.
Yeah.
It's like you're in charge of a spaceship or something. Look how scared you look. It's it's like you're about to fly a plane.
Excuse me, I've just done you a favour here.
What does this button do? Wow. That was... Where were we? Jake Bugg, that's right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's in my nature, naturally, to be suspicious. Did you tell those people in the lift to hold the lift so you could get control of National Radio 1? Did you?
No.
Okay.
But it must have been a very scary moment for the management when...
Let's hope they're not listening.
Yeah.
Right, I'll pay you not to tell the bosses about that. How much?
It's fine, I think we got away with it anyway.
Right, let's move on.
Gloss over it.
Rex 3-2. And Blackout, this is Scott Mills. Sarah Cox plays Real or No Real just after 3 o'clock. So, Grimmy is setting up this Radio 1 football team after deciding it needs to be a bit more of a lad, because let's face it, he isn't. And I'm not. I mean, I'm not a lad, am I? Well, I am in some ways.
I don't know. I think, yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Am I more laddie than Nick Grimshaw?
Well, yeah.
You think I am?
100%.
In what way? What ways am I a lad that he's not?
You'll drink beer with me.
Yeah. I think he has beer sometimes.
What else? I don't know, really.
I don't think my arms are quite as flappy.
You came and watched football with me. Do you remember when we went to the pub because I wanted to watch a Watford game and you... Didn't want to let me down. You stayed the whole game and most of extra time.
Are my arms less flappy, though?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah. Do I play with my hair as much? No.
No,
there's not as much to play with, that's why. So anyway, Nick wants to be more of a lad. He went training with Spurs. That didn't go well, did it? And then Ollie Mears called him a couple of weeks ago to challenge him and a team that he puts together to have a match. So it's a five-a-side game, I believe.
Yes.
And you were on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show earlier, basically begging for a place in Grimmy's team.
But they'd sort of ignored me up to then. Or do you know what it was? Originally they said... Chris, would you like to be part of this football team? I was like, absolutely. I promise you I won't let you down. And then it all went quiet and I thought to myself, and a few people were tweeting me saying, like, I don't think you've made this team. Like, as soon as they announced Robbie Savage was going to be involved, they were like, you've been bumped for Savage.
So I imagine that you felt like the Rio Ferdinand of the team at that moment. Is that right?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
Anyway, so I decided to
That's what I do with taxi drivers. And sometimes I get it right. Like 50-50. But that's kind of right, isn't it?
Kind of. Is that just a set phrase that you use for whenever someone is talking about football?
Yeah. So I guess you may have felt a bit like Rio Ferdinand there.
You like Rio Ferdinand, though, don't you? Do you remember when
he's a dude.
We met him?
We met him. I was doing a gig at Manchester United and he came up and took to the decks.
You
wanted far too much R. Kelly for my liking.
And you didn't like him at first because you started leafing through your CDs.
Hate that. Do not leaf through my CDs.
You got really... That is Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah, still leaving through my CD. Stop snaffling your way through them.
Anyway, look, so I called Grimmy this morning to kind of, I don't know, to try and justify my place.
What do you think you're going to add that the rest won't? Because haven't they got Robbie Savage now?
Yeah.
For the Radio Wanderers.
I worry this game is going to be full of, like, a few ex-pros in it because, you know, and Ollie, it's up to Ollie Mears to recruit a team as well. I've got a feeling this might actually be, obviously, apart from Grimmy, a reasonable standard.
Here's you earlier.
If you want passion... and commitment, I'm your man, all of these other people, I think they just want to be on the radio, you know?
Oh, this is a bit embarrassing, I think.
What do you mean, begging it?
A little bit, begging it a bit.
I will give everything to this football team. I will not let anything pass.
I didn't mean to make it. I believe that's some kind of Lord of the Rings reference there.
I will not let anything pass.
You shall not pass.
Will you kiss your badge when you score a goal?
Is that one?
What's that? I've never heard of that in football before. Who kisses their badge?
I think it was, well, it's like a celebration. I think that's Grimmy there trying to, because he's obviously watched a lot of videos and stuff like that, and he's trying to get into it.
What kind
it.
Of videos?
Well, no, he's trying to get into it, and I think it, that was his way of saying, you know, are you going to do that celebration?
I will kiss my badge.
Well, I'm definitely saving that.
Yeah, well, at that point, I thought I'll say anything to kind of sign
I will kiss my badge.
Yeah. You're going to kiss your badge.
Oh, don't make this a thing now. Don't do like one of these that you.
I will kiss my badge.
There you go. I know you. This is the kind of thing that you love doing. Now you'll play it over and over again.
So it looks like you got a place, though.
I'm on. Is that confirmed?
Confirmed.
It's confirmed.
Clear your diary. For
it's
Monday.
On the radio Monday. Clear diary. We are playing football. Me, you, Robbie Savage, Pelé, and David Beckham.
Like he even knows who Pelé is.
Pelé and David Beckham are not. Confirmed.
They're not on.
No, I think that was a lie. But it's...
It's more likely to be someone from Emmerdale or Coronation Street, isn't it?
But look, it's two more spaces. And the point is here, do you know what? I probably am not going to be the best player, but I will give everything.
I know.
I will give everything.
I love your passion, Chris, especially about football. You get so involved and you treat it like it's the most important thing in the world.
I will kiss my badge.
And I like it how patriotic you get about everything. Like... Every football match.
It's important. It's like when the Euros are on the World Cup and me and my mate Dougsy light the candle of hope before the game.
Yes.
Do you know that kind of thing?
I know. I really like it. And I hope that, I mean, I know that you'll give it 100%.
Mm.
It's like when you still stand up every time they play the national anthem.
Yeah, it's little things like that I believe are important. Is this it? Oh.
He's standing up with his hand crossed over on his heart right now. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah. Don't do this thing, though, where I have to keep going. Yeah. You did this last time.
Say them run out of ideas. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, Dickie, we don't need to do this up and down thing again.
I like it that you're so... I like it.
But the point being, I will give everything to this team.
I know.
Come Monday. You are my friends, you know, and if you can't play, I will do...
You will?
I will do everything I can to represent you.
So it's going to be a massive training ground in Staffordshire on Monday morning after the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. You're part of the team. It's brilliant news.
I will kiss my badge.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Wednesday, which means it's Sarah Cox on Real or No Real.
Hello.
How are you feeling today? Be honest.
All right. I was a bit tired this morning. A little bit dehydrated at 4 a.m. We just had a couple of shandies, didn't we, me and thee?
It wasn't even a big thing. We just had a couple of drinks. I put her in a taxi.
That does sound bad. You've got to stop telling people that.
It sounds like you were a real gentleman last night.
I certainly was.
Good.
Wasn't I?
Yeah, you were lovely. All right, yeah, cool. We had a right powwow. Anyone looking would have thought we were like planning to take over the world.
Yeah, were you?
Yeah, we were huddled in a corner.
Yeah.
Talking about stuff.
We thought about taking over
the birds
world
and the bees and all that.
Yeah. Well, not that. Well,
no.
I think she knows about that.
No, that's the wrong phrase.
Got three kids. Okay, it's time for Real or No Real. Today, due to an admin error, the person reading out the Real or No Reels is doing it live. Now, I'll get into a little secret. Normally they're recorded, but today, not. So anything can happen.
It's a bit weird, to be honest. He's just sort of standing there.
Are we supposed to look at him?
I don't know.
No, don't look at him.
Okay.
Pretend he's not here, but he is. And here's your first one. Is this Real or No Real?
On the 18th of April 1930, the BBC's Evening News began with the words, "Good evening, there is no news," followed by a long piece of piano music.
Oof. Oh.
Surely not.
It's a bit like the other day with Simon McCoy outside the Lindo wing. Nothing to report here?
Yeah, nothing going on. Nothing on the easel.
Nothing to say, nothing to do.
Well, plenty more to come from here, of course. None of it news.
I loved his reports that day.
So what was it? Am I allowed to look at him? Can you read it again, the first bit?
On the 18th of April 1930, the BBC's Evening News began with the words, "Good evening, there is no news," followed by a long piece of piano music.
Wow.
It's quite handy having him here live because he can just repeat it if you missed it.
It's good, isn't it?
If you need to hear it again.
"Good evening, there is no news."
I don't think this is going to be real. Because I've said at one point they will run out. There'll be a day where there is no news, and they will have to say, "Look, I'm really sorry, there is no news."
There's always going to be news, isn't there?
I don't know.
Really? What? Like nothing happened? Oh, there's always going to be an "and finally," like "and finally, a litter of spaniel puppies is being raised by a sheep." Mm. There's always one of them knocking about, isn't there? And there's always somebody like, you know,
well,
taking over a country and stuff.
I take you back to the raw baby before it was born.
Frankly, we've got nothing to tell you.
Okay, in that case, well, real.
I'm going to say no real on this one.
This is my favourite.
The first official announcement's going to come not from here, but from Buckingham Palace. So let's go over there, and Daniela Ralph is there. Is there any sign of this easel anywhere, Daniela?
No.
No.
So what were you saying?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes. No. I love it that they've got a piano on hand just to wheel in as well.
I know. Yeah. Miss those days.
How weird.
Not that I was alive when it happened. And next,
scientists have developed a mobile phone charger powered by human urine.
That's it. Oh, that would be handy, though.
Yeah, scientists love this kind of thing. When they can create something which is, you know, been run off something for free. Daylight. That kind of thing.
Mm. It could be handy if you were to drop your phone down the loo when you've got it in your back pocket of your jeans, that I've done a lot. Whereas instead of having to get a new phone, it just charges it.
I don't think that's going to be it, though. I think it's going to be similar to, you know, like a water mill. So I assume that you the Wii makes the windmill, the water mill go round.
In the Wii?
That makes the Ooh. Energy thing which
so
charges
what,
the phone.
Oh, so you've got you Wii in a pot that's got a wheel in it.
I don't know.
And
then
that is attached to an exercise bike.
I don't know the science, but I think it's something.
It's a lot, though, isn't it, at work? No, you like know how fussy they are in this new building. You try Wiiing on your phone over there, they'll be, you know what I mean? They'll be straight onto you.
They would not allow that. So, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
You know what? I'm going to say real too.
That one is real.
No.
Wow.
Wow. Mind you, when my phones run out, I will do anything, you know, to get just a couple of percent. I will. I'd be on it. No
just
worries.
Just have a quick look at Twitter. Yeah, but you might get nervous, though, and not be able to even squeeze out a drop.
Stage fright. That's happening, is it?
Yeah, I'm just watching a video of it now. It's not like a compact piece of kit, though, I must warn you. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, it looks pretty complicated.
It does, but I'm up for testing it on your phone, Scott.
No, I think it should only be mine that's... I don't want it, other people doing it. It's very unhygienic.
No, it's not like a jellyfish sting where you wouldn't mind so much, would you? But just for your phone. Yeah.
And next, journalists visiting the home of Tony Blair last week spotted that the former Prime Minister has in his study a framed picture of himself from his appearance in Heat magazine's Torso of the Week.
You're very good at that, Chris. Are you actually breathing? I thought you were going to keel over then.
It's a struggle.
I've seen this, but I thought it was a mock-up, because didn't they have this picture in the background while Tony was commenting on something?
Yes, I've heard about this. Didn't they, like, superimpose it afterwards?
Yes.
So it made it look like he did casually have this picture of himself.
Come on, though. If you'd been Torso of the Week, I'd have that frame.
Have you been Torso of the Week?
Oh, hello, look at me. No.
Oh, yeah, you could be.
No, really not.
Have they ever asked?
No.
Have you been Rear of the Year?
No.
No, we did look into that for me this year, though.
Yeah, what happened with that?
Well, Scott emailed them. They didn't seem keen.
Not at all. Famously, of course, Aled, off for surgery, was Rear of the Year one year.
Yes, he was.
So would you like me to apply for you?
No, I don't want to be Torso of the
Week.
I'll
give them a call.
No one wants to see that.
I'll give them a call.
Tony Blair, picture of himself behind him as Torso of the Week when he's doing an interview.
I think what he's probably got is works of art up in his office, but then he presses a button under his desk and they all flip round and it's loads of massive pictures of Torso of the Week replacing, like, the Picasso or whatever.
What, him? Or do you mean, like, Aston from JLS?
Bob.
Just various Torsos of the Week from years gone by?
Yes.
They flip round?
Mm.
Is it just... I've not seen this Torso of the Week. I've heard about it. Is it literally they show the torso?
No, they
show
the whole
head.
Picture.
So they show the face as well.
Yes.
It's normally... You're normally on a beach or in the sea, I find.
Yeah, I think he's sort of emerging from the sea, sort of Daniel Craig-esque.
Oh, OK. Because I like the idea that in these magazines there is literally...
Just a torso.
Just a torso.
No. In which case, it'd be fine because we could get away with Scott.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Real or no real?
No real.
I'm saying no real.
So far as we know, No real.
So not real, unfortunately, although someone did obviously fake a picture of Tony sitting in front of his own torso of the week on Twitter, which is where we got the idea from. It's a really good mock-up as well.
Mm. It's amazing.
Radio 1's Gemma Kenny is so good at talking on really any subject that Radio 4 keep her on call at all times in case they have some airtime to fill.
Oh, I love my Gems.
What, ooh, so she just turns up when they've got nothing to say and she's like, and just talks about, I don't know, fashion.
Well, it makes sense.
Being excited about fashion.
I think anything. I don't think it's just got to be fashion. I think she has this ability to talk about anything.
What I would like in a gap on Radio 4 is just to hear her laugh, because her laugh is incredible.
I'd like to hear the piano off the Neural News with Gemma laughing over the top of it. That'd be good.
But Radio 4, though, I mean,
it's
that's
quite
the
posh,
thing.
Isn't it?
Are you saying that she's not posh enough for Radio 4?
Yes.
So am I.
And neither am I. I'm not. I mean, did you have to be really posh for Radio 4, don't you?
I went on there once and I felt really out of my depth.
Wow.
Real or no real?
No real.
Keeping Gemma there. She's never mentioned it and she's a lovely friend of mine, so I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Right.
Shut
can we
up.
Can we please, see as you're here live, could you please tell us what you mean by that?
There's a clip there for you to play from this morning.
Thanks so much, Simon. It is 17 minutes to nine. Well done, Beyoncé. She was singing at a concert in Montreal. Her hair got caught in a fan. And Gemma Kearney presents Radio 1's Weekend Breakfast Show.
Hi.
She did do well, actually, didn't she, Gemma? She did carry on.
Oh, Queen Bee can never really fail. I love her. I really do.
So they just wheel her out to talk about anything when they've got a spare moment.
And there she goes. Wow.
That's awesome. I never knew that. And at the end of that, real or no real?
I scored 20, Sarah scored 30.
Oh, yes, Sarah Cox.
Yes,
see?
Victorious.
You work better when you've had a bit of wine the night before.
Exactly, when there's been a royal baby.
That's right. See you next week.
Bye.
Tomorrow, from 1 o'clock, we are live on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, then get this handy podcast with all our best bits on it. Tomorrow includes at 1:45, Innuendo Bingo with Phil Taggart. Scott Mills. Radio.